Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
This is the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry once again with us. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, often we get questions where there's not too much info. Today, David Armstrong sent us a novel. So I'm going to run through this and hopefully we've got enough. David's saying he's registered as a first-time runner for the 2015 Comrades. He was hesitant at first, thought it would be he'd rather take 2 years to prepare for it. But since running in a club environment, it seems he's relatively blessed as far as running abilities go. He's 51 years old, 69 kgs, 5'11", fairly fit and active overall. He's been consistently running since September 2014. He's now doing between 50 and 60 kilometers a week, 6 to sub 6 minutes a K. He also cycles 40 to 50 kilometers. He missed his planned Monday training this week, had the mindset doing club training on Tuesdays at 5, and as a result of missing Monday, he forced himself to run on Tuesday morning in spite of the scheduled evening run as well, resulting in just over 11 Ks in the morning, an additional 10 in the evening. The morning run went exceptionally well. Great personal win, mind over matter, but also training wins. The PM run also went well. No real exertion, great pacing, however. He felt that evening and the next day that his knees and hamstrings were extremely sore, unacceptably so. Clearly, he had overstepped and gone too fast in the distance. His query, however, relates to something else. A right heel pain in the morning. His right heel is often a little sore, but finally dissipates after a little bit of distance. He decided through a 15K run on Sunday in prep for a half marathon in December. The run went well, and the heel has been quite painful. He's got great self-healing since yesterday, but more so today after massaging related plantar fasciitis and heel. The massaging the heel yesterday with the thumb and index finger, it was quite sensitive and painful towards the hard part of the heel. Today, there's much less pain, both generally after massaging. But what does this sound like from a possible injury concern? What does he need to do to stop it from developing into something serious?
So look, it could be one of three things: the heel itself, it could be some fatty patty bruising from overdoing it and perhaps being in a shoe that doesn't quite have enough cushioning. So an example of that would be perhaps running in something like a Newton that's designed for forefoot striking, but it does have a reasonable heel. So if you are a heel striker, you'll still go on and bash the heel. But because there's very little cushioning in the heel of the Newton, you may then get something like a fatty patty bruising. Similar if you run in something like Innovate or one of the other, in inverted commas, natural running shoes. It could also be, depending on whether he's talking about the hard part of the heel, if he's talking towards the back of the heel, it could also be some insertional tendonitis irritation from the Achilles, which would also be caused by a similar type of problem in terms of running or doing too much in a natural running type of shoe, for example. Or finally, it could have something to do with a plantar fasciitis, which could come from having a weakness in the foot. Or, you know, just doing too much too soon. Of course, all three of those injuries would also be exacerbated by too much too soon. So in the short term, I would treat it with ice massage. So put a empty juice bottle into the freezer, freeze it, and then roll over to ice and to massage that plantar fascia, and also just to do some icing of the heel. And I would cut back slightly on the mileage. So at 50 to 60 Ks at this point in time, he's probably just a touch ahead of where he needs to be anyway. So if he cuts back to 35 to 40 kilometers over the next 2 to 3 weeks and he sees there's significant healing and it's getting better, and then to build up a little slower over time again, over the following 3 or so weeks to get back to where he is now. If, however, with the reduction in the mileage, it doesn't respond quite quickly and that self-healing doesn't continue, then I would go and seek some medical advice and make sure that it isn't something as serious as that fatty pad bruising. Because if it is, then it's going to need some rest some full rest, particularly if it is fatty pad bruising, or perhaps putting in a gel heel cup. If it's the Achilles itself, you may need to just build up the heel of the shoe slightly. But if he can self heal with just reducing mileage for the next 2 weeks, that's the route I'd go. Otherwise, off to a sports doctor from there.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Lindsay. And we're back again with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast tomorrow.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.